Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, it's World Public Relations Day, and the message this year is all about building bridges and navigating polarization. But in a country where trust in institutions is low, misinformation spreads faster than facts, and communication often treated as spin or window dressing, my question is South Africa's PR or communications industry actually fit for purpose? Bradley Howland is president of the industry body, the Public Relations Institute of Southern Africa, and says professionalizing the sector is no longer optional, in his words, an economic necessity. So let's test all of that with Bradley, and let's see whether the industry can and is delivering. So Bradley, a very warm welcome to you. Why an economic necessity?
Thanks, Jeremy. I think the one thing that I've often seen is that when it comes to business, is the function of PR and communications is often lumped into the marketing function, which means it becomes very tactical. And what I think is often underestimated is the fact that with a lot of the economic challenges that we face, many companies often feel a very tangible impact of poor communications or poor PR. And you see this in terms of either companies lose their social license to operate from reputational damage. If they mishandle a crisis, they can easily lose a customer base. Government departments, as we know, happened with budget speech, where if they communicate incorrectly or poorly about something, it has real measurable impact, lost investment, reduced consumer confidence, and in some instances, even social unrest. And so from that perspective, it's often where poor communications or an underrepresentation of proper communications in a business has a direct tangible impact on both the organization itself and the economy. So it's why we as PRISA are pushing for a stronger framework and base for professionalizing the industry, to say that, you know, the idea of PR spin or anybody can do this, or the other sort of famous phrases, all news is good news, it often kind of misrepresents what good PR and communications looks like. It's not a nice to have. It's a fundamental risk management and long-term growth strategy for any organization.
All right. So central to your argument is that the industry needs to professionalize. But in many ways, that's also an indictment of your own industry, that after so many years, it's still in many respects not taken seriously or even trusted.
I think, look, it's yes and no, right? I think everybody is aware of the sort of famous case of the Bob Hottinger. And what that illustrates is that you can have one bad actor that tarnishes the entire industry. And like many other professions where you have proper professionalization, you think about the medical fraternity, you look at accounting, you look at the legal fraternity as well. Professionalization doesn't necessarily always mean that things are going wrong. It's about setting, you know, standard frameworks. It's about making sure that there are shared expectations when it comes to quality and ethics. And I think an important thing that often people misunderstand is that it's not just about regulation. It's about making sure that those entering the profession are properly trained and accountable, and that businesses can be assured that they're getting trusted, good advice as well. This isn't about titles, in my opinion. I think this is more about making sure that from the graduate who's entering the profession right through to that seasoned professional in a boardroom with a CEO dealing with a crisis, that you know that there is very clear accountability lines, that there is very clear frameworks when it comes to how to provide proper strategic communications for businesses to navigate those complex situations. And it's about making sure that when it comes to our quality and the ethics, from a business perspective, businesses know what they're getting, that there is a standardization to a degree of the level of communications and the quality that people will receive from communicators.
No one's going to argue with any call to professionalize any industry, but in PRISA's respect, the industry body, I'd suggest to you that you have limited reach, you've got few enforcement teeth and no regulatory authority. So difficult to enforce those standards.
I think not really. What we are seeing with PRISA at the moment is that PRISA as an organization is growing, and our network is often misrepresented, or there's this perception that PRISA just simply represents agencies and public relations professionals in a very linear form. And the majority of our membership base is far reaching. We've got government professionals, academic institutions, lobbying groups, right through to independent communication strategists and professionals as well, alongside the agency groups. And so that representation means that when it comes to the various committees and working groups that we have, they're very centered on making sure that, that the concept of professionalization touches every part of our industry, so that it's not just something that is about what we can do as an organization, but it's what as an industry we can do and how we're mobilizing everybody. From my engagements with many members and stakeholders in our sector, and I guess a lot of CEOs and business professionals as well, there is a need for this. There's a need for everybody to be aligned, whether it's just us or if it's also looking at our sister associations or other industry bodies as well. There does seem to be a unified call for this kind of approach to professionalize the way that we do things, to make sure that our standards are better. And I don't think that's something that we could ever argue against, is saying that actually we could be better. I think any industry would want to strive for that as well. And so for us, that's a really important thing that seems to be a unified call across the sector at the moment.
And your argument is entirely predicated on trust. And many South Africans still believe that PR professionals are either paid spin doctors for politicians or for corporations. How do you overcome that perception?
Well, I think that's exactly why we need to professionalize it. You know, when PR is done badly, it becomes spin, and I guess that's where we lose trust. And I think that's also something why the level of education, training, and I guess professionalization and standards is so important, because you can have anybody come into the profession and say, well, I can do PR, I can write a press release, I can create a story, I can do an event. And the reality is that unless you're properly trained, it can turn into spin so easily. Conversely, when it's done well, it's actually about telling the truth clearly. It's about building those relationships, and it's about managing complex issues honestly, which is ultimately what key stakeholders for any business are looking for. And so I guess by setting standards and improving training, ultimately what we're trying to do is to make good practice the norm, not the exception.
Bradley Howland, thank you very much indeed. President of the Public Relations Institute of Southern Africa.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.